BBC News with Marion Marshall. Thousands of opposition supporters have taken to the streets across Venezuela in a bid to force President Nicolas Maduro to stand down and agree to new elections. The self-proclaimed interim president, Juan Guaido, addressed the crowds in the capital, Caracas. Thousands of Mr. Maduro's own supporters gathered in a different part of the city. After more than a week of talks in Sudan, the United Nations mission in the Central African Republic says a peace agreement has been reached. The Central African government struck a deal with 14 armed groups to end years of fighting that's killed thousands of people. The environmental group Greenpeace says it's been forced to shut two of its regional offices in India after the authorities blocked its bank accounts. Critics say the government is using the foreign funding law to silence groups that have questioned the social and environmental costs of India's rapid economic development. Protesters have gathered outside the governor's mansion in the US state of Virginia, calling for the Democratic Party incumbent Ralph Northam to quit. He's failed to defuse public anger in a racism row. On Friday, he apologised after a photograph emerged from a student yearbook featuring racist costumes. President Putin says Russia will start to develop a new mid-range hypersonic missile following Washington's decision to suspend its participation in a key Cold War-era arms control treaty. But Mr. Putin cautioned against being drawn into an expensive arms race. Yellow vest protesters are marching in Paris and elsewhere in France in the latest round of demonstrations against the cost of living and the policies of President Emmanuel Macron. They're also focusing their anger on the police use of crowd-controlled guns that shoot rubber balls. The Egyptian Ministry of Antiquities has announced the discovery of an ancient tomb containing about 50 mummies, 12 of them children. They date from the Ptolemaic era. BBC News.